With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A massive search continues this weekend for a man who authorities say posed as a police officer and fatally shot a Democratic state lawmaker in her suburban Minneapolis home. Authorities say the suspect also shot and wounded a second lawmaker. Drew Evans is the superintendent of the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension.
At this point in time, it would be premature. The question was, is the manifesto and the information that we have received, is their motivations? We are working diligently on that. There's certainly some indications within that, but there's not specifics enough. We have been, this is a very active and fluid investigation.
Authorities have identified the suspect as 57-year-old Vance Bolter. The FBI has issued a reward of up to $50,000 for information leading to his arrest and conviction. In Washington, D.C. yesterday,
ladies and gentlemen, our parade is officially underway.
President Trump presided over a massive military parade in the nation's capital, marking the Army's 250th anniversary that coincided with his 79th birthday.
Thank you to the greatest, fiercest, and bravest fighting force ever to stride the face of this earth, the United States Army. Thank you very much.
Meanwhile, demonstrators held No Kings demonstrations in cities all across the country to protest the president and his agenda, including huge crowds in Philadelphia, New York, Denver, Chicago, Houston, and Los Angeles. After a week of protests over federal immigration raids, about 200 Marines have now moved into L.A. to guard a federal building and personnel. Indian investigators have recovered the digital flight data recorder, or the black box, of that Air India flight that crashed on Thursday. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans think religion still carries weight in this country.
According to the latest Gallup poll, 34% of adults say faith is increasing its influence on life in the U.S. That's still only about a third of the population, but 1 year ago, only 20% believed this. Meanwhile, Gallup reports that a little less than half of Americans say religion is very important in their life, about the same as a year ago. The findings indicate that while religion is in decline here, it still wields a considerable amount of influence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that two government agencies cannot punish Catholic employers and healthcare providers if they refuse to pay for or provide sex change operations for their workers. The decision bars HHS from enforcing a rule it imposed in 2024. The judge also barred the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission from punishing employers for refusing to cover so-called gender-affirming care. This is SRN News. Consumer sentiment increased in June for the first time in 6 months. That's according to the University of Michigan's closely watched Consumer Sentiment Index. Here's correspondent Jennifer King.
Survey director Joanne Hsu writes that consumers appear to have settled somewhat from the shock of the extremely high tariffs announced in April. However, she says consumers still perceive wide-ranging downside risks to the economy. The index has seen steady drops that left it at the second lowest level in 75 years back in May, and sentiment is still down 20% compared to December. The readings conform with the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index released in late May, which also increased after five straight declines. I'm Jennifer King.
Despite the uptick in the consumer sentiment that was recorded for this month, the public's view of the economy still a little sour over the past 12 months, down 20% compared with December of 2024. More details at srnnews.com.